This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Not Newsmax TV tonight. Election coverage on Newsmax TV. Matter of fact, if you're tuning into Newsmax and going, where's Wayne Root? I will actually be on at 6:30 West Coast time, Vegas time. 9:30 East Coast time. I'll be on Newsmax TV during their election coverage, talking about tonight's election. They're talking about Nevada and what we expect here. I'll be on with special report at 9:30 East Coast, 6:30 West Coast, 6:30 here in Las Vegas, Nevada. But not on my normal show tonight because interrupted by news coverage of the election. Some live updates. The first major upset of the night, Jennifer Wexton is projected to defeat two-term Congresswoman Barbara Comstock in Virginia's 10th District, one of the most closely watched House races in the country. Comstock, who lost, been one of the Democrats' top targets of the 2018 cycle. Hillary Clinton prevailed over Trump by 10 points in 2016. In Virginia's 10th District, an affluent, well-educated suburb outside of Washington, D.C. Yeah, of course, filled with government employees. Meanwhile, as Bloomberg reports, results still slow to come in, but forecast models show Democrats remain favorites to take the House. Republicans remain favorites to retain control of the Senate. A few races updated via Bloomberg. Prominent Democrats, including Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine, have won re-election to the Senate. Republicans have held serve across districts in Kentucky and Georgia, where they were expected to win. GOP South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has won re-election in Florida. House races coming in fast and furious. Three Republican incumbents have won re-election in the Sunshine State, while one Democrat has won in the North. So lots of things going on, and it's still very, very early and too early to say very much about what's going on. Let's talk about some of the reasons why you want to vote Republican. Listen, there's still 2 hours in Nevada to get to the polls, 2 hours to go, and you want to vote Republican. You want to vote Republican. If not, these are the people in charge. Joy Behar says women who support Trump don't know the difference between a predator and a protector. Joy Behar said female supporters of President Trump don't know the difference between a predator and a protector during a panel discussion of Trump. Behar said he could soften his tone because he realized that women like him less than menstrual cramps. That's why he said it. She added he now has this like moment where he says, gee, they don't like me. You see the numbers. The women are out there voting in droves. He now realizes that. The women that still like him say he's a protector. That is what they say, that he protects. Co-host Sonny Hostin added their way of life and their values. Behar concluded they don't know the difference between a predator and a protector because as far as I could tell, he's the one grabbing women by the you-know-what. Muslim convert Sinead O'Connor says she won't spend time with disgusting white people. The Irish singer, who now goes by the name Shuhada Davit, real normal person, not mental illness there, went on Twitter rampage against white people, U.S. President Donald Trump, of course, and Christian and Jewish theologians, whom she called atheists and Satanists. I'm terribly sorry, the artist formerly known as Sinead O'Connor tweeted. What I'm about to say is something so racist I never thought my soul could feel it, but truly I never want to spend time with white people again. Not for the moment. For any reason, not for one moment. They're disgusting. She then appeared to defend references to violence in the Quran by criticizing Christian and Jewish theologians who are atheists and Satanists actually in practice. If one is an intelligent theologian and has taken the journey, one would know there is no more talk of ancient violence in the Quran, the Bible, or the sodding. I can't even tell what the hell she's talking about. It's all equally irrelevant to our times. Hashtag reign of white man over. She's the strangest, most mentally ill woman you could ever imagine. Ms. Davit, that's who Sinéad O'Connor is now called, also attacked President Trump, saying Twitter allowed him to spew Satan filth on her country. The 51-year-old feminist who recently celebrated buying her first hijab, this makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Also appeared to reach out to the men in her new faith, urging them to stop martyring themselves and that they should leave religious duties to the women. No more martyrs, please. It's so effing stupid. Lads, sit down and let females show you how to sing the devil to sleep. This is a really mentally ill woman. She's a proponent of female empowerment, but she wants to be a Muslim. Wow, that's funny. That's funny. It's just a great example of how mixed up all these Hollywood celebrities are. Just nuts. Breaking: Project Veritas undercover video. Texas election official admits tons of non-citizens voting. O'Keefe strikes again. Project Veritas dropped an undercover video on Tuesday showing election officials admitting tons of non-citizens voting in Texas. A Project Veritas undercover journalist asked a Texas election official if her dreamer boyfriend can vote as long as he's registered to vote and has a driver's license. Yeah, okay, says the election official. If he has his ID, that's all he needs, if he's registered. Right, it doesn't matter if he's not a citizen, she asks. No, don't pay attention to that. Bring him up here, the Texas election official says. When the Project Veritas journalist pressed the election official about her dreamer boyfriend and asked there's no issue with DACA people voting, the election official responded, no, you tell them no. We got a lot of them. This is what's going on all across America. This is the story, folks. By the way, Drudge says at this moment of the House, 93 Republicans are already projected winners. And 86 Democrats are projected winners. So we're leading by 7 House votes at the moment. Florida governor's race, with all the teeth gnashing, all I keep hearing all night, all my friends sending me emails, even the friends I respect and love. We're losing Florida, we're losing Florida, we're losing Florida. Hold on to your pants, man. Jeez, get some cojones. At this moment, Gilliam, 49.1, DeSantis, 49.7. We're winning Florida. We're beating the communist Gilliam. We're beating the George Soros communist loser Gilliam by 0.6%. Same kind of numbers where Trump won Florida. We're beating them back. Calm down. God, gotta get all my men friends to have some pants. So scared of everything the liberal media says. They're lying about everything. It's going to be a good night. We're winning. Head in the House, winning in Florida, early. I'd love to take some callers, especially here in Vegas, just because it's so rare. It's like having a local radio show tonight, kind of, right? I'm not on TV tonight. No Newsmax TV, preempted by election coverage, although I will be on at 6:30, West Coast time, Vegas time. But I could take all the local calls in Vegas and throughout the country, in Connecticut, WJJF in Dallas, Big D Talk, and all the other affiliates we've got all over the country, but in particular my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Vegas, 790 AM, otherwise known as KBET, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the country. Call us. We've got Mike on line one from Vegas. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. You're the one who was trying to get in, trying to get on before, and when I picked up, I couldn't hear you, man. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Root. I had to take the missus to work earlier yesterday, but I've got nowhere to go today, so I figured I'd call back.
Yeah, so tell us what's on your mind.
Here's what's going on. If anybody has any doubts or anybody tries to dispute that illegals or even non-citizens are voting, I've got the proof right here in my hands. My wife is not a citizen, even though she immigrated from Japan legally. We did it the right way. And she's been here for about 10 years. She is somehow registered with the Democratic Party. I have 3 letters congratulating her on being a registered voter from the Voter Participation Center. She got her sample ballot, and she could go down and vote if she really wanted to, even though she didn't. But she is not a citizen, and I've got it right here in my hands. So if it could happen to her, how many other people out there are actually going to take it up and actually go out and vote when they're not citizens?
I got an email, Mike, yesterday from a listener of my local station in Las Vegas, like you, from KBET, 790 AM. And he said that he's lived in the same house for, I don't know, decades, I think like 3 decades, and yet somebody else is registered at his house. He just got a letter in the mail. And he says, you don't think some illegal is voting under that name in my house right now? Of course they are. This is a scam.
I don't doubt it. We get are besieged with pamphlets from the Democratic Party all the way up till today. I mean, it's a flood of stuff from Jackie Rosen, from Sisolak's office. And, man, I tell you what, I'm telling you, anybody who's listening out there, illegals and non-citizens are definitely voting. And I'm glad to send it to you. I could definitely show it to you, but it's happening. It's happening.
Yeah, and they've got a video, poll officials allowing tons of illegals to vote. I assume that video is probably the video of Project Veritas. Let's see, is this a different video? No, it is. Project Veritas video. Election officials in Texas affirming non-citizens are voting and admitting tons already had done so in early voting. Just to register that exact story. Phone lines are jammed in Vegas. Hey, Mike, we got to run. Phone lines are jammed. Want to get everybody in. Thank you for calling, Mike. Ron in Vegas is the one, I think, who called before, and we didn't have anything there when we picked up. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Wayne?
I hear you loud and clear now. What's on your mind?
Okay. Wayne, I went in early voting. Anyways, I voted Republican across the board, and I was having problems with the governor. And like I said, I was voting Republican across the board, and Sisolak's name kept on popping up. And I'm thinking, okay, it's a glitch. So I kept on correcting it, and it popped back up again. And so I talked to the supervisor, or one of the supervisors, said, hey, I'm voting Republican across the board. Sisolak's name keeps on popping up. I'm correcting it. It pops up again. And he goes, well, there's nothing I can do about that. And I said, sir, please take care of this situation. Otherwise, I'm going to call the FBI. And all of a sudden, man, he jumped up and he ran to his supervisor. His supervisor came to me and he said, sir, we'll take care of you right away. So
amazing. Yeah, to demand that they change it, it would have been okay to pop up Sisolak on a straight Republican ticket. If that isn't fraud and scam, I don't know what is. But the biggest scam in the state, I'm telling you, Ron, is the illegals voting. They're voting everywhere in Nevada. Ron, thank you for the call. Thanks for exposing the scam. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code Root to get your free paddle holster from Rex, shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, long night in front of us. I'm glad I'm off the air at 6 so I can just, 6 West Coast time, 6 Vegas time. Lots of callers on the air right now. We're going to take callers the rest of this hour, by the way. Calling all callers all over the country listening to War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And I'm going to get to relax and just watch the results come in for the rest of the night. It's kind of hard to do it when you're on the air. It's hard for me to figure out what the hell's going on. I'm actually getting texts from my own fans and listeners telling me what's happening. Because you're so busy concentrating on being on the air, you can't really concentrate on what's happening out there. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot Supply. We're in a season of change, and that's probably not good. Markets swing hundreds of points, weather disasters, political unrest, and fallout will increase going towards 2020. And by the way, either we win tonight big, and there's going to be anarchy and rioting in the streets by Democrats over the coming weeks, I'll bet you money, or we lose big, and then you might want to make plans to get the hell out of the United States. Either way, there's political unrest. Through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact, we should be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. You need a plan for food storage and water filtration when emergencies strike. You need protection from disasters, you need survival tools, and I get those items at My Patriot Supply. I use them, and so should you. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including emergency food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. For all these emergencies and more, earthquakes, cyber attacks, banking collapse, stock market crash, disaster shuts down our power grid, get your supplies to be more self-reliant, self-sufficient at MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now so you're prepared. No rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now. So we'll take some calls. Full deck. Look at this. Vegas, 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 Vegas. We got BC in Vegas on line one. BC. Hey, BC, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
What's up, buddy? Hey, I wanted to bring up the Project Veritas thing. The whatever you were mentioning, that's not the first thing he's got. This guy, like, last year had a grassroots Democrat, a couple of them on videotape undercover, showing how they've been cheating these elections for decades, where they're busting people in, you know, the same kind of crap we had last year. And I just hope it's not too late that to get that national voter ID thing in. I don't think we pushed it too hard, and I feel like the sheet is on more than it was during 2016 to prevent that issue, like, because they knew that would be coming up again.
Right.
You need a driver's license, not fly. You need to fly on a plane. You have to have a separate ID than your driver's license. So there's no reason we couldn't have a voting ID, because illegal votes are one thing, but I think the big issue are the duplicates and the triplicates of just random citizens with different names coming in from different counties, you know, voting, going across cities. Oh, I voted this school, got all my five IDs all set. A voter ID card would have nixed that, but it may be too late.
All right. Well, you know what I think. I think Trump should have issued an executive order. One of his first orders as president of the United States, the day he got elected, should be an executive order for national ID. That's exactly what he should have done. I don't know why he didn't do that. By now, it would have wound its way through the Supreme Court, and they would have made a decision. I don't know how the Supreme Court could ever decide against voter ID. They've got it in Mexico. They've got it for anything you do in the United States to be involved in a union election. You've got to have an ID card. You can't vote with that ID card. To get into my Anthem Country Club where I live, you can't. Can't get in without an ID card, even if you're Wainwright's guest. If you don't show up with identification, you cannot get in. Cannot get in. How the hell could anyone be against it? I have no idea. Thank you, BC, for the call. Bob in Vegas on line two. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, how are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight? You got the floor.
You stole my thunder. I was going to call in and said all these problems that people are going to talk to, it's going to continue until, as you just said, President Trump makes an executive order, and we have national ID. You must show your ID. You go to a movie theater. You go to anywhere. You present, even if it's less than $10, you use your credit card. You've got to show ID a lot of places. It's
right.
A no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Okay?
And I fear tonight, so, Bob, I know this voice because Bob's a friend of mine. I know that voice. I assume I'll see you tonight at the Republican Party at South Point, and I will be there, and I will be speaking tonight.
Well, I'm going to miss you speaking because it's a long story. But anyway,
right.
I'm not going to be there.
But what I was going to say to you was I believe we're going to win all over the United States. We'll do just fine. We'll do great in the Senate. But I don't have such high hopes for Nevada because I think the illegals and the Harry Reid machine have taken over, and they allow all these illegals to vote by the hundreds of thousands, and they're taking away our votes. They're outvoting us with illegal aliens. Nevada's got a big problem. We've been Californicated, and I believe you can't make up for thousands of illegals voting. You just can't. There aren't enough of us. Terrible. Gotta have ID. Gotta have voter ID. Gotta get it in this state. Gotta get it in this country. Bob, thank you for the call. Sorry I won't see you tonight, but I will be at South Point for the Republican election party. Let's hope it's a victory party as opposed to a funeral dirge. But nationwide, I feel pretty good. And I think we're going to win DeSantis for governor of Florida really big. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, USA Radio. We're taking lots of calls. No Newsmax tonight, so lots of radio calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A judge in Harris County, Texas, ordered 9 polling locations to stay open until 9 o'clock Eastern Time to accommodate long lines. A judge in Indiana and Georgia has also extended voting hours in those states due to long lines and machines that malfunctioned earlier. We keep hearing about this blue wave. Well, Dan Senior served as an advisor on the Romney-Ryan presidential campaign back in 2012. He explains a blue wave.
A wave is when every close race breaks in one direction.
Results starting to come in. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia did easily beat his opponent, Republican Corey Stewart of Virginia. And also the race in Vermont has been called. Senator Bernie Sanders as well wins re-election. President Trump had nothing on his public schedule today. The president will be watching the election results at the White House. Please keep it tuned right here for the latest election results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work. Because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it is a very close night, as expected, lots of things to go. I remember when I was on the air 2 years ago. in 2016, and I promised everybody that Trump would win. I swore Trump would win, and I swore the pollsters were all wrong. But by the time I left the station, which was right about now, you know, it was another 25 minutes on the air, I was sick to my stomach. It looked the whole first 2 hours like we were going to lose Florida, and then Trump pulled out ahead in Florida, and then I knew we were going to be okay, but I still didn't know. And then like 2 hours later, I heard we won the election, and everything was coming up beautiful. The early totals are always bad. So all night I've heard that we were losing the governor of Florida. We were losing the senator of Florida. Guess what? First of all, we're going to flip Indiana with 40% of the vote in. Braun, the Republican, is beating the incumbent Donnelly 56-39, kicking his butt. 15-16-point lead in Indiana with 43% now counted. In Florida, 93% of the vote is in. Scott is now ahead of Nelson. 93% is in. Scott's been down by 10-15 points the whole night, the Republican, to incumbent Nelson. If Scott wins and Braun wins, that's already two incumbent United States senators flipped by the Republican Party. Scott is up 50-49. 50.14-49.86 with 93% counted. And Indiana, like I say, it looks to be literally a landslide. And those are the only ones in it, in a Senate race, of any significance. 2% is in New Jersey. And Menendez, the incumbent Democrat senator in deep blue New Jersey, Menendez is only up 21,000 to 19,000 over an unknown guy named Huggin. So, I mean, if we ever flip New Jersey, we're going to have 58, 59 seats when the night is over and be dominating in the U.S. Senate. And that's all I've ever promised, is that we're going to have a great night in the Senate, and when it comes to the House, I just can't help feeling that we're going to keep it by one vote, two votes, or maybe we're going to lose it by one vote, two votes, but I predict win it by one or two, and I'll stick with that prediction. By the way, Senegenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Usually I'm on Fox News at this point, Newsmax TV at this point. But tonight, no Newsmax TV because there's election coverage. But I will be on Newsmax at 6:30, about an hour from now, giving my commentary on the election tonight. Try to keep people propped up and excited. Get out to vote in the last few minutes you've got. Get out there, Nevada. Get out there, Las Vegas. Get out there, Reno. Get out there, Carson City. You've got to vote for Adam Laxalt. You've got to vote for Dean Heller. There's an important election. If Dean Heller is flipped, then it doesn't even matter if you flip Braun and you flip Scott. You only gain one. And we don't even know if we're going to flip Scott yet. He's only up with 93%, 94% in. So he could still lose this election. He's up by the tiniest fraction of a vote. And I still don't even know. No one's ever told me. Are the early votes already counted? When they give you these vote totals, I assume the early vote totals are already in. From the moment they start the day, those count. So I assume they don't add those in, right? So that must be where we're at. So if you lose Dean Heller in Nevada, that's a negative one. And the two you won only turn out to a net gain of one if you even win the two. If Nelson comes back and beats Scott, then you've gained nothing with Braun plus one and Heller minus one. That's how important it is to win every single Senate seat. This segment of the show is sponsored by Senegenics. I love them. And by the way, they're in Las Vegas. They're all over the country. They've got 21 age management clinics all over the United States. They do a lot of work on the internet and a lot of work on the phone. You don't have to be right around the corner from a Senegenics clinic. But their main clinic in America is right here in Las Vegas. And they've taken good care of me. I've lost about 10 pounds of weight, gained 20 pounds of muscle. I'm like Popeye the Sailor Man. And I got to tell you, they did it for me with the diet changes, with the exercise changes, with the hormone changes, with the vitamin changes. It's just been a fantastic run thanks to Senegenics, and you get your free no-obligation consultation. There's 2 million people just right here in Vegas. You should all check out Senegenics. You'd have to be crazy. If you're over the age of 40, if you're over the age of 50, tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment, man. They've turned my life around. I look and feel 20 years younger. It's amazing. 888-YOUNGER, 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 toll-free, anywhere in the United States. Give them a call, free, no-obligation consultation. Find out what they can do for you, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Senegenics.com, Senegenics.com. All right, let's take some calls. And by the way, we're taking lots of calls. Lines are open, 833-927-8255. Las Vegas, tell me what you have seen and heard today and what you're thinking about the election results tonight. Polls don't close for another hour and a half. Get out there and vote straight Republican ticket. You got to. We've got Ralph in Las Vegas on line 3. Ralph, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How you doing? Let me give you the beat report. I was out this morning I got my vote out early. They said there were lines like you wouldn't believe at the polling station at 7 a.m. I actually tried to vote early a few days ago, and much to my surprise, Wayne, I've never seen more voter turnout for a midterm than I've seen this year. And I don't know if I should be worried, because, of course, you know, we want Laxalt and we want Dean Heller in there. But I just think that these I want to know what your opinion is. I just think that the Democratic Party has gotten so many of these Las Vegans terrified. And you know which ones I'm talking about, the real true working class Democrats, very, very scared. And I think it's gotten them out to the polls. I'm hoping that's not the case.
Well, I mean, I there's no question there's a big turnout for Democrats in around the country and in Nevada, but there's an even bigger turnout for Republicans. So, listen, we're going to win some races, we're going to lose some races. At the moment, we're up two in the United States House, and we've got a great shot at being up more than that in the Senate. But we're up two votes right now, is what one report I got on text that I go look at Drudge, and Drudge shows we're up 99 to 86. So we're up 9 plus 4. We're up 13 in the House at this moment. So the Democrats, here's Drudge's headline. The Democrats at one point were 85% chance to win the Senate. Guess what they are now? 64% chance to win the Senate. Democrats' hopes of taking the Senate are dropping by the minute. Florida governor's race at this moment. DeSantis 50, Gillum 48.
Wow.
Yes. Gonna win it, baby. Gonna win the governor race in Florida. Huge.
We need that one, Wayne. We definitely.
Oh yeah, that was a big one. No, because Gillum is another Obama.
Real, real big one.
Gillum's another Obama. Fast talking, nice guy. He's really a commie, a radical commie. He just seems like a nice guy with a nice smile. Same as Obama. And a lot of people thought he was gonna steal Florida. I never believed it for a second. Nobody would vote for a commie like that. His background is so radical, it's amazing that anybody would even consider a vote for Gillum.
I can't believe what he's actually out there saying to people, and it's just absolutely just bewilders me what he's able to do on the campaign trail and what he's able to say to people. I mean, after coming, I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't get Obama. I never did, and it's good to see that America's coming to their senses. Hats off to Donald Trump for being a workhorse. You talk about cenogenics. I think Donald Trump's on cenogenics. This guy
he's
is
fantastic.
Incredible.
I mean, 72, the guy's 72 years old. Wayne Root is 57. He's 72 years old, and he runs around from race to race and rally to rally. He's just fantastic. He's superhuman.
The guy doesn't give up. The guy doesn't. He is relentless. He's taking your advice. Relentless,
yeah.
Relentless, relentless. This guy's unbelievable. If he doesn't make the biggest impact on these midterms like we've never seen before for the red wave, forget the blue wave, the red wave, then I don't know. There's nothing else can be done. I mean, this guy is just incredible. Anyway, just wanted to say that. Thanks, Wayne. Good luck tonight. Let's hope we get it.
Let's hope we get it. It's going to be close. No one ever said otherwise. You didn't hear Wayne Root saying anything about a landslide. I said we're going to win big in the Senate, and I said we're going to keep the House by one seat or two seats at the most. And on the other hand, we might lose it by one or two seats, but I think we're going to hang on in a squeaker. And that's so far very, very possible. We've lost a couple races tonight, a couple key ones in the House, but we are also keeping most of our people in the House. And so we still got a great chance of keeping the House. The night started out so bad, and as usual, everybody's freaking out, and Wayne Root does not lose his confidence. I don't lose my confidence. I don't lose my balls. You know, hold on to your pants, ladies and gentlemen. Jeez, don't get so scared on me. Everybody gets so worried. And meanwhile, look at the comeback in Florida. It's almost the exact replica of 2 years ago. When I sat there, I probably looked green. I kept telling everyone, don't worry, we're going to be okay. But I was sick to my stomach, because if we lost Florida to start the night, my whole prediction of Trump winning the presidency was already over. I was dead. I was dead. All I had to do was lose Florida. I was dead. Trump was behind the entire night in Florida until the last hour. And then he moved ahead. He stayed ahead. And the same thing is happening right now in Florida, which tells me the whole country is going to go the same kind of way. In Florida right now, DeSantis 50, Gillum 48. 48.8 to be exact, by the way. So DeSantis is up by 1.2% at this moment. And most of it's reporting. Let's see if Fox has any more updates that I don't know about. I want to see if Fox has an update here. You know, it's so funny, because it's very hard to get any real election results this early in the night. It's just too early to tell. But it looked real bad in the beginning of my show, as usual, just like 2 years ago, and it's gotten a little bit better, just a little bit better. And Scott Nelson right now looks exactly the same as last time I checked in. Scott's ahead by 13,000 votes out of 3.5 million. Scott, the Republican candidate over the incumbent Nelson in Florida. If Scott wins it, that's going to be two for us because Braun looks to be a big winner over Donnelly in Indiana. So that would be two pickups for the Republican Party, and that would be great. But it's early, and nothing else is even close to even talking about. Oh, here, in Tennessee, there is one result. Tennessee, they're not telling you what percent of the vote is counted, but Marsha Blackburn is up over Bredesen, 180,000 to 80,000, almost 70% of the vote to 30% for the Democrat. Winning big in Tennessee, that would not be a pickup because she'll be taking Corker's seat, so it'll be Republicans keeping a seat red. Keeping a seat red. Manchin is ahead right now in West Virginia, no surprise to me. If we had won West Virginia, that would be a sign that it was going to be like a landslide tonight. That was a big one. West Virginia and New Jersey are the two. If we won it, then we're winning everything. But it's a long shot. West Virginia is a long shot. New Jersey is a really long shot. But Manchin's up right now by about 9 points. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil seen and unseen into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. NBC News projects Andy Barr reelected in Kentucky 6 over Democratic challenger Amy McGrath. All the momentum is slowing down for the Democrats. As a matter of fact, at Fox News, at Drudge Report, they're reporting that the Democrats' chance to take the House was down to only 50-something percent. And Republicans are leading 98 to 86 in the House right now. Remember, all the early ones are the bad ones, I think. I think the stuff that comes in early is not good. So, so far, so good. We're hanging in there. And the early voting tallies, you know, and I know early voting won't matter in another few hours. All that matters is the actual votes. But the early voting tallies, 38 million people voted across the United States. And the GOP leads Democrats by 1% in the early voting. And that's really substantial. That's dramatic. Because, you know, you're counting in all the states where we get killed, New York and California. And you're counting in the fact that we never win early voting. Early voting in Arizona. Republicans up 7%. Early voting in Florida, Republicans up. Early voting in Indiana, Republicans up 21%. Early voting in Montana, Republicans up 18%. Early voting Tennessee, Republicans up 34%. Early voting Texas, Republicans up 14%. Early voting West Virginia, Republicans up 21%. Early voting Wisconsin, Republicans up 6%. And all of this was in and known this morning. And still, everybody keeps acting like we're at a funeral here. What's the matter with Fox News? What's the matter with all you people? They're so certain it's going to be a terrible night. Really? Really? How do you explain the Republicans just won all the early voting and our people never even come out early? How do you explain that? How do you explain we're about to win Braun in Indiana and we're leading with Scott in an upset in Florida? How do you explain that? We're taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And I'd love to hear from you on email as well, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Drew in Las Vegas on line one. Drew, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. I just wanted to thank you for sending me the email. I did vote just now.
Good.
I called you earlier, but then you had a talk show guest you had talked to, so I had to put it on hold for a while.
And so you voted the right way, and how were the lines? Long?
Can you repeat that one time?
Oh, how were the lines? Where you voted? Lines. Long lines?
I mean, there was a sign, like an amusement park. When you get to this point, 4 to 5 minutes. So it seemed too bad because I just talked to my guy standing next to me and kind of made time pass by.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm out in the field as an AC technician, I talked to a Democrat, and I was like debating with him, or like I'm having a fun debate, I guess you can call it. And he was saying that, oh, Steve Sisolak, and I was like, don't you know he's gonna up all these taxes and up marriage license and all that? And he's like, oh, and then he just kind of backed out, and I was like, I'm done talking. I said, well, what's wrong? I'm not. I mean, he just couldn't defend himself, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just like 2 years ago. I'm telling you, we started out real bad, and everybody was scared, and the only one who had balls and had a little bit of courage and kept my pants on, where are the pants in your family, guys, was Wayne Allen Root. I kept saying, Trump's going to win, it's early. And we're making huge comebacks in every early race. As of now, we've got the lead, and it looks like we're going to win with DeSantis, governor of Florida, beating back Gilliam, huge. And it looks like Scott is going to win for U.S. Senate. He's up 60,000 votes in that Florida race. Abrams, who is another socialist commie in Georgia, is just totally getting destroyed in Georgia by Brian Kemp, who's been a guest on the show, a great man. And Joe Donnelly is down against Republican Braun, just getting crushed. As a matter of fact, one of my listeners, again, I'm on the air, it's hard to compile all this information, but one of my listeners, Keith, says that one of the big organizations just said the GOP's chances of keeping the Senate just went to 98%. Which means it's all over. We've got the Senate. So you can rest easy tonight. The question is, how many seats are we going to gain in the Senate? Are we going to go, I've been predicting 3 to 6 seats with an outside shot at 7. And are we going to gain 3 seats or are we going to gain 6 seats? But we're keeping the United States Senate. And as far as the House, it's kind of up and down whether we got the House. It's early in the game. But Drudge's most recent, and I guess they get this from Nate Silver, Democrats' chance to take the House now 61%. It started out the night 85%, went down as low as 56%. Now it's back up to 61. It probably means we lost one other race. So it's up and it's down, but 61 is not a big number. 57 a few minutes ago is not a big number. As of this moment, we're ahead 98 to 86 in the United States House. So we're going to keep the Senate. So therefore, it's already a good night. And the odds of losing the House are really just about 50-50, right in the neighborhood of 50-50. That's it for the show tonight. We're done. It's the first time I haven't done a TV show on Newsmax TV in a year and a half. It's kind of odd. I'm back to being a radio announcer for a night anyway. But I will be on Newsmax TV in about 30 minutes. They got a live report during the election coverage of me in 30 minutes. And I'm right back on Newsmax TV tomorrow night with the usual Wayne Allen Root Show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Have a great night, folks. Pray. And in Las Vegas and the state of Nevada, go ahead and vote. Vote, 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 vote. It's not over yet. You got an hour to go. Get your vote in. Adam Laxalt at the top. Dean Heller. Danny Tarkanian. Crescent Hardy. Got a lot more votes to come in, man. A lot more votes to count. It's an early evening. It's going to end up just like 2016. In the end, it'll be a good night. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, flagship station, KVET 790 in Vegas. Have a great night, Vegas.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.